Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason from here at Dove Valley, where fall arrives, and it certainly feels that way. In fact, it's colder here right now than it was back in January when the Broncos and Patriots dueled in the divisional playoffs. And just as the weather has changed, so too have the Patriots. Indeed, these are not the same Patriots that won the Super Bowl two Februaries ago, nor are they the same team that lost to Denver in last year's playoffs. 8 of 22 starting assignments have changed for New England since Denver ended its 5-year playoff win streak, but what the Patriots do as a team remains just the same.
They still run the same plays. I mean, the offense is still the same, same coaching staff. It's not much of a change, but at the same time, we just got to study the personnel a little bit, see what guys like to do a lot.
New England's newcomers include wide receiver Rashay Caldwell and rookie wideout Chad Jackson, both Florida Gators. Troy Brown is also back in the starting lineup since Deion Branch and David Givens departed.
They've got some guys who can play. They got Chad Jackson, the rookie. He'll just continue to get better. Doug Gabriel's a guy who we've seen and had great respect for when he was with the Raiders. Rashay Caldwell's a guy I think they feel good about. And then all the tight ends, you know, and I think as long as they have 12 back there, he's going to be back there and distribute the ball to whoever's out there and whoever's open. So we prepare against their scheme, and we'll be ready.
Against that scheme, the Broncos have enjoyed far more success than most, winning 4 of 5 contests with the Patriots since 2001. That, however, is not necessarily relevant to this game.
We're going to be confident regardless if they're 3-0 against us or we're 3-0 against them. I mean, you can't dwell on the past. We got to feel like we're a new team, a better team, and we can go out there and get a win.
They are really good. I mean, you know this is going to be a knockdown, drag out. I mean, you're going to have to play at the top of your game. And if you don't, then you know what kind of team they are. You know, so I have great respect for our players and theirs, so it'll be a great game.
And it could well be decided on the ground, because two of the league's top 4 rushing offenses are on display this Sunday night.
This running back, Dylan, he's a man. We've already seen him one time a few years ago for 280. So we know him. And Maroney, we had great respect for him coming out as a rookie. He's a really talented running back. So, and then the other guy, he's a guy that doesn't get much fault. He's a wide receiver. I mean, he's a skilled man. Skilled man and 80, he's still the guy. He's still the guy. I mean, he's quick, fast, makes plays.
It's a two-headed monster there. I mean, Corey Dillon's still a great back, and then you bring Maroney in there. He's very similar to Dillon. He's a very skilled back. I think it's no secret that the Broncos were high on him coming out in the draft, and you turn on the film and you understand why.
But it's Maroney who's the newcomer that's making a difference, and he's on a 1,000-yard pace so far this year.
One thing that he do bring to the team is a lot of elusiveness and quickness. I guess you go back to like a lot of the two-back tandems as far as previous years. I mean, like speaking when Dane was here, when he's at New York, had the Thunder Lightning, him and Tiki. Then you go to other teams, like when the Bus was there at Pittsburgh, you had the Bus and you had Willie Parker. So it's almost in the same format, so you got to know what you're getting when they come in the game.
Young, energetic, gives a chance to give Corey Dillon some rest, and he brings great vision, toughness, and I think the kind of player Belichick really likes.
But what the Patriots have liked so far this year is running the football, and they rank number 3 in the league in that department.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So that's what's working for them now, and these past couple weeks, I know that's what we saw, a lot of runs. So, you know, we just preparing for everything. We know they're going to pass the ball because Brady back there, and they got the 2 backs. So the main thing, you know, everything they do, prepare for and just try to get ready for your own game day.
But for some Broncos, an even bigger key than preparing for the Patriots is focusing on themselves.
You know what? I don't even pay attention to the defense. All I pay attention to is what cornerback is on me and, like, what play is called, because everybody has different responsibilities. And so with a team like this that does change your defense around, it doesn't get to me.
And it's such potential changes that have left the Broncos busy all week. Until after the game, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.